who would be the coolest person to have a podcast? And I was like, Malala.
Amazing. I won't lie to you. I've come home drunk and put it on YouTube.
Yes, it's it. Yeah. Layla Navabi is a 23-year-old writer and comedian from South Wales. Described as the actual future of comedy by Le Mayonnaise, in 2021 she wrote and starred in the BBC iPlayer series Vandals, which was met with high acclaim. Since entering her first BBC writer's room in 2017, Layla has written for Nevermind the Buzzcocks, BAME Show and The Tourist Trap, among others, and is currently writing on Jack Whitehall's Bad Education. She has recently been named a breakthrough writer by BBC Comedy, and her original BBC Radio 4 drama I've Been So Touched has just aired this autumn.
It seems there's nothing Layla can't do. But today she joins us not to write comedy, but to discuss her favourite year in music. Hello, Layla.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, really good. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So I've just read out a bio, which essentially just lit your ass for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
But you're doing big things, exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's going well. I'm really happy. It seems to be, like, hard work seems to be paying off. Luck seems to be working in my favour.
Probably a nice chunk of both, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For anyone who doesn't really know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your main, what would you say your main kind of port of call is?
Oh, God, I don't have one. This is the problem. I'm, like, just a sort of compulsive attention seeker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just do anything that will let me
facilitate that. A podcast studio in my living room.
Yeah, no. And I have come here. Let's see. Yeah, this is your house. At least, like, you didn't have to go anywhere. I got in a car and came here to come to this.
Yeah, no. Respect.
Yeah, so I'll just do, I mean, that's maybe doing myself time. I mean, I like making stuff, I guess. And so I'll just do any of that, which people find very annoying in every single sector I work in. They're like, pick one. You're not a passionate stand-up comedian.
Oh,
and I'm like,
really?
No, I like it. And they're like, but it's one of those things where
you've got to know what you want to do. But if you want to do everything, you want to do everything.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been doing stand-up for?
So I sort of started stand-up properly just before the pandemic, which mm-hmm. is a really stupid time to start stand-up.
Unfortunate time.
Yeah, and so then I did a lot of gigs on Zoom, which was really,
oh, really?
Weird. Yeah, which people came to, and that was interesting. I liked it, and then, yeah, now I'm just doing it. So it's been about 3 years, but I'd say a good two on stage, nice. Maybe one and a half.
And how's the stand-up going for you? I mean, mainly I spoke about the writing in that little...
Yeah,
intro.
I'm more of a writer than a stand-up. Well, I've always said that, but then doing a national show soon,
nice.
Which comes out in October, and
sweet.
For that, like, and it was like a competition, and I feel like for that reason, it's like I can now say I'm a stand-up,
yeah.
which is exciting.
Yeah. First and foremost, a writer kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I see stand-up as an extension of that, I think.
Yeah, to be fair. Tell us a bit about Bad Education. How did that come about?
I'd worked with one of the producers on it before, a lovely person called Simon. And we worked on a radio comedy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked for a meeting. She got a job at Tiger Aspect. She asked for a meeting. So I went for that meeting. We just chatted about ideas and sort of stuff I want to do. And then she went, put a pin in that because you're going to talk to my senior, basically. And so I did that chat. And then after that chat, yeah, myself and Priya Hall, who's another comedian writer. And then we were invited into another chat. And they were like, it's about bad education. They're doing a reboot of it. I was like, okay. So we had this little Zoom call, me and Priya. It was like 9 a.m, which a comedian time is just like...
So early, man.
It's like so early to me. Like, so I was like just woken up. Priya did it at my door, not the door, and that woke me up.
Yeah.
That's forward. So we opened and ran up and we had to do the Zoom call. And I did it. I was trying to get on the computer, it wasn't working. So I did it on my phone. But I balanced that sort of like here.
Oh, that's rough angles. Yeah, that time in the morning.
It was really bad. Yeah. And... yeah, Jack Whitehall was, of course, on the phone.
Of course, yeah. Hiya, Jack.
Hiya, you're right. This is how we live. And the rest of the sort of creative team, and they spoke to us about what we thought of the original series and what we'd like a new one to look like. And then they asked us to be in the writers' room. And
very cool.
It was really cool.
That must have been quite like affirming to be like, oh, I must be doing something right because
yeah, it was.
You know,
but
yeah.
It also comes out, you know, as a freelance person, you're always like, oh, I'm probably never gonna work again. Like every job I do, I'm like convinced that it will be my last job. So that was really, like, that was an exciting one to be part of, because I feel like if it, I mean, it's not come out yet, maybe it'll be terrible, but...
it's going to come out and I'm going to be like, shelf.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Don't release. Please don't release. Yeah, I think it's a tricky one, because I don't know what it's going to look like, but from, I mean, the writer's room is incredible. Everyone, like, involved. I feel so lucky to have been in there with all these new, I say new writers. We've all been writing a lot, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, newly accomplished writers,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Are all amazing. The cast are just so good. Mm. And it was like making a school that actually looked like what school was like for me, right?
Yeah.
And for everyone else in there.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Talking about what school was like.
Mm.
We're going to talk about some music, and the year that you've picked is a year that you would have been in school.
Mm, yeah,
So just tell us what year you've picked and why.
So I picked 2012.
Happy New Year!
Thank you to every person.
The winner of the X Factor 2012, James!
To be brutally honest, so you asked me to do this podcast and you said pick a year, and you did say it was to talk about music. I sort of skimmed that bit,
mm-hmm.
and was like, great, oh yeah, 2012 was a banger year to talk about,
yeah.
because obviously the world was meant to end,
yeah.
I was in school, I was like just becoming like a teenager,
mm-hmm.
it was a truly heinous experience, but also I've since looked through the charts, and because of I think a mixture of all these events,
yeah.
like, you know, it was such a weird time for pop culture and for music as well,
mm-hmm.
And there's a specific song that I think lends itself to that.
Okay. can't wait to dive into
yeah.
that. So 2012, how old are you?
I was 13.
Yeah, I mean, 2012, you talk, like, I appreciate the honesty of, I picked 2012 because the year was going to end, the world was going to end. And then, oh shit, I need to find some music to talk about. You told me 2012, and because I understood the format of the podcast, I instantly thought of the music that came out.
Yeah.
The first one that I thought of was, a little known banger, big, well known banger in my eyes.
You're gonna say the same thing I'm gonna.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
If you're gonna say this, I'm shocked.
Okay.
It's, I think it's called Girls, Girls, Girls by Connor Maynard, and it goes, Girls, 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 like just can't say no. Never
yes,
seen
I thought it was called I Can't Say No.
Oh, maybe it's called that.
Yes, I know that song.
The one that goes, Houston, I think we're gonna try
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that.
I was pretending to revise my GCSEs in 2012, and that was just constantly on Radio 1.
Yeah, it was.
And yeah, Connor Maynard, just that third person I thought of.
He was huge. Did he support One Direction that year?
Attention.
I just remember suddenly every single girl I went to school with
loved Connor Maynard.
Loved Connor Maynard.
He's just like, no disrespect, Connor, but
like,
nothing special.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing
like,
special.
He's not a looker,
he
is
might
he?
Be lovely.
The worrying thing is, he's, I actually have mutual friends with this man.
And still
but he's. From all accounts, like, a nice guy, like,
I'm
got
sure.
a great sense of humour, like, just sort of a nice dude, but perhaps maybe more of I would have said more of a presenter type than a, like...
Interesting, yeah.
Musical.
Like, has he thought about going down that route now?
Like, Philip Schofield, like, he's just sort of, like,
Philip
Schofield vibes. Do you know what I mean?
A
like
name that I don't agree with, but...
Oh, fair.
But...
Or maybe, like, Stephen, what's his name?
Mulhern.
Yeah.
Much more Mulhern.
Mulhern.
Than,
he is, he looks like Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, that's the first thing I thought of was Connor Maynard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. When you've actually assessed the year in music of 2012, you said there was, like, one particular track.
Mm.
Tell me what it is.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Obviously.
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I think that must have come out around, like, the start of the new school year, I would say.
Yeah,
like,
I think.
September, October.
It was... It took the school by storm.
It did. Tell me your first memories of Gangnam Style.
Do you know... it was probably something to do with YouTube, because I remember 2012 was like a big year of like Zoella, like
yes.
YouTube.
The British
YouTube.
Yeah.
That was what everyone was watching,
yes.
That's what everyone was doing. I didn't watch, I don't think I watched any, genuinely recently been catching up on all the comedies, like television comedies
yeah.
that came out between 2012 and 2014.
It's weird because I feel like that's something that's a very specific age group, just watch YouTube. Exclusive.
Yeah, I didn't
time.
Watch anything else. I mean,
yeah.
No, I don't think anyone did, though. Like, it was like watching, that was what we
yeah,
watched.
No,
there
yeah,
was
funny.
Sketch shows we watched. We watched all the comedy, it was narrative stuff.
Yeah.
It was all the same people making all the stuff.
Remember that guy? Muffins. Remember that one?
No.
I'll send it to you later. You'll
great.
Really like, you'll
yeah,
really
but it was
like
a real
it.
Good time for
yeah.
that, wasn't it? It was,
it was
a really
yeah.
good time.
I just feel like you couldn't put a video now going, Muffin!
No,
then,
no,
like,
no we wouldn't give
just
a
be
shit.
Like, oh, it's not very funny. But, like, at the time.
Very
like,
easy
like,
to
oh,
take.
Me and, like, my younger brother and sister, five times a day, watch
yeah,
Muffins.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
there was a bit where
right.
he went, Asbestos Muffin! And, like, it's not funny, but no, it really was.
I need to know who... Okay, we'll watch this later.
Yeah, anyway, so,
I think
YouTube.
The marketing campaign for... I believe his name is Psy.
Yes, it is.
P-S-Y, Psy. And I believe that Psy had probably the most extensive marketing team of... Like,
incredible.
It was insane. To the point where, like, everyone was talking
South
about
Korea?
Him. Yes, I think.
I think so.
I think so. That don't think it's North Korea. Yeah, I'll say that. North
Korea. God bless her, you managed to get out of North Korea via Gangnam style.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's Gangnam, isn't it? Isn't Gangnam in South Korea?
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, so I think it's like a, that's the Gangnam dance.
Okay, so aside from South Korea, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I was in like a hostel in like Russia. We won't go into it. But I was sharing a room. I was sharing a room with this like really scary Russian girl who was only a couple of years older than me. Her alarm was set for like 5:30 every morning. Gangnam Style.
No.
I'm not joking.
No, why?
Oh, and it was like the bit that went, sexual lady, that bit. Every, yeah. And I would just be like, this could not do this. It was like a fever dream.
The fact you will not go into why you were in Russia at 16 years old. No,
it was actually, it was Belarus, it's a long old thing. It was a charity thing.
Oh, it was like I'm a good person thing.
It was, yeah,
like,
very much, good I'm a good person thing. That's why we won't discuss it. It makes me look too good. But yeah, Gangnam Style, that is like my memory of Gangnam Style, just like oversaturation.
It was just everywhere, and I remember every like, you know that, was that, remember like school assemblies that would happen? Mm. It would happen in like any sort of just event. Like
Let's say if you're in Llangrannog talent show.
Yeah, yeah. ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. It's like in this world of just like dystopian. Yeah. And was that somebody that I used to know as well? Was that
that's on my list.
Is that on 2012?
Gochi.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. That had the world in an absolute It was bizarre. I remember like my younger brother would have been 11 and he made like a remix of it and it was like, oh, listen to how good this loop, like, sorry John, but listen to how good this loop is, man, on Somebody That I Can't. I was like, why does everyone love this song? That song's great, Somebody That I Used To Know. That must have dominated the charts.
The makeup was great. Like,
yeah, the music video.
Yeah.
He had one of the biggest mouths I've ever seen. Like, you know, for some reason when I was growing up, there was a fact that the guy from Aerosmith could fit an orange in his mouth. Do you remember that fact? Big tune and very much in the same era as like Cinnamon Challenge, Salt and Ice Challenge. It's like, just 2012 was a weird time, but I think what you're right in that because we were that age, we were so in it.
Yeah, I mean, you. I think when you're that age, you sort of live and breathe music a little bit, even if it is treacherous.
Even if it's Gangnam Style.
Yeah, do you know, it was just constant.
Exactly.
I don't remember a moment where I sat in silence. Do you know what I mean? In my head, 2012. You know the remember Camwow?
Yes! Right. I was not expecting you to say that.
It's like the multicolored man. When I think about 2012, my mind's eye, everything is through that filter. Everything is like, that is what I see, and I can just hear just Gangnam Style. I can hear Gangnam Style. Axis of Awesome's like, be like,
Axis of Awesome, four chords
on. Every single song in 2012 was those four chords.
Oh, you've just done like the horrible memory that.
But that's what it is. It's like,
yeah. In 2012, I was in a talent show where I performed that. She's a four chord song. I was 15 at the time. Hadn't turned 16 yet. Yeah, I was in school. I know all the words. Like, and any time I hear any song, like, you know, that's like, in about an hour, I'm like, Ice of Awesome. Every time.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah, just a small town. And I'm like, oh my god, it takes me back.
Titanium.
Yeah. Mate, they're all in there.
They're all in it.
Name a song, it's in there.
But like every song from.
I can't listen to the radio without going, thank you, Ice of Awesome. So, Do you have a favourite song from 2012?
Oh, yeah, I do, and I'm ashamed.
Okay.
It's I Knew You Were Trouble, Taylor Swift.
Red, amazing album.
It is.
Yeah.
Great song, great bop.
Yeah, amazing.
I know she was, I don't know everything, there's lots of drama about Taylor Swift, isn't there, and how she wasn't messily screwed over by some record.
Yeah.
She's doing, like, Taylor's version.
Taylor's version.
Which all sound the same, right?
I think she's just re-releasing so she owns them. Some Taylor's versions are much longer and have more of a narrative, I think. One of the songs about Jake Gyllenhaal,
Were they really together?
Done Dirty by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, really?
Jewel. Yeah.
I quite like him. I don't know why. I think he's got he's got kind eyes, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Better looking than Conor Maynard.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. If like, Conor Maynard's a level.
It's a toss-up. He's up there, yeah.
Sorry, Conor. Let's talk about 2012 more broadly.
as if we haven't already just been doing that. Sorry, I'm so bad. I came in here. We're like, we're not talking about music. I'm just gonna just overthrow the whole format of this podcast.
Honest,
I'm
this
so
every
sorry.
Time.
Oh, I just I can't help myself. 2012 was such a such a year.
So let's talk about the Olympics.
Oh, loved it. Okay,
go on.
I've got a musical anecdote about the Olympics.
Perfect.
It's not even an anecdote, it's something that I really... The only thing I remember most about the opening ceremony.
Can we say it at the same time? Because I feel like it's... Okay. Is it just an
say
artist?
Say the artist. Say the artist. Okay. One, two, one. Emily Sandé!
Yes!
She did like a 12!
She was all over the fucking thing!
She did three
no
different
one,
versions.
No with, one could breathe that week. That
we don't know about
the Olympics without hearing read all about it. Usain Bolt winning the gold medal, and it's just
Happy your club on.
Yes, so weird.
Different song,
yeah,
exactly
same thing.
She's like, never ending.
She said that. I was like, I know exactly what you're gonna say.
She, no, because it has like a part one, part two, and part three.
Yeah, part three. Part three is the most famous one.
But they're all the same, though. Really, that was weird, though, wasn't it?
No, so weird.
Oh, that's what I remember most.
Like, I can remember at the time being like. Like, she came out for the first song, and I was 16. I thought, the opening ceremony,
amazing.
I won't lie to you, I've twice come home drunk and put it on YouTube.
Yes, same.
I think it's great.
I love it,
Danny Boyle's finest work.
The little, it's Danny Boyle that directed
Danny
it.
Danny Boyle directed it.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's
know.
Literally like Slumdog Millionaire 2, that is. The opening part
better,
is class.
Better. More Emily Sandé, certainly.
Yeah. Why wasn't Emily Sandé in Slumdog?
Read all about it. It never stopped.
No.
It was a constant.
I can't believe you picked that up too.
Yeah.
I actually mentioned it to Liam before you arrived. And he was like, oh yeah, she was in it a bit. But I was like, the bit in the Olympics opening ceremony where the Queen's stunt double, rather, parachutes in.
Mm.
Part of me genuinely believes that people think that was real.
Do they?
Because people are like, Queen died, by the way. And people have been like, oh, her bit in the
performance was incredible.
Her bit where she came
she
into fearless. The stadium. Like, she was so brave. I'm like, what?
No.
Don't even get me started on Phantom Bear.
No.
But anyway.
Oh, do you remember the Mayans being a big thing in 2012? Like the Mayan calendar? Because
of the end of the world thing.
The end of the world. I used to think, well, did anyone take school off that day? Because they thought it was going to end.
Surely
for not. You. We had that.
I can just remember it being like a thing, like a joke. And it was all over Facebook, wasn't it? Because
so
Facebook
scared.
Was big then. And, like, Facebook famous people was quite big then. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I can't think of a single one, but there were so many. There was a Welsh one called Corey, who I remember.
Corey. I don't remember Corey. I remember an Australian girl called Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie's World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was the one that everyone was obsessed with on my Facebook. Everyone was like, oh, Jamie's World.
Yeah,
she was
brilliant.
Great. I remember her being funny.
She was funny.
Yeah.
Good for her. I hope she's happy.
Talking to people I'm glad are happy. Another thing that happened in 2012 was Malala Yousafzai got shot in the head by the Taliban. Terrible act of violence. I do mean it.
Yeah, it was awful.
And, like, I have deep, deep respect for Malala. I love what she's done with her life, and I'm so glad
she
to see that she's...
got a single coming out. What? Where's this going?
She's just been signed to my label. No. Something that... like, did tickle me last year is I was in work listening to Malala's Desert Island Discs, and I just
what
thought...
What was on it? I need
like,
to know.
Some bangers. Justin Bieber was on there.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like... And I was just like, this is such a character arc for you, that one day on the way to school, you've been shot in the face, and 10 years later, you're talking to Lauren Laverne about what you did, what fucking records you would take on a desert island. Incredible.
It is amazing for her.
Like, you'd only wish for that kind of main character energy.
That is amazing. She is the main character of the world.
Amazing.
Of
apparently, she's really funny. I've got a couple of mutual friends with her, and apparently she's great.
Of you? Oh, yeah, she went to, like...
She went to Oxford. So I've just got some clever... I went to Cardiff Met, but I've just got
some... You went to Oxford, then?
I've just got some clever friends.
This is my Malala anecdote, is I, for a short spell...
We've all got one.
When I went to BBC Studios as a producer, I pitched to her agents. I used to be a podcast producer, which is a fun...
Embarrassing.
This is a character arc. I used to do that at the BBC, and when I got that job, they'd be like, you know, BBC's great, you can like reach out to anyone, and you know, people will tend to...
Good opportunities.
So I was like, who would be the coolest person to have a podcast? And I was like, Malala.
Great shout.
Emailed her agent with an idea. Malala Land.
Malala Land.
Right, that's what I wanted.
Straight away, I pictured the graphic.
of La La Land.
Just making it on After Effects of just Malala floating through the
Malala Land. The other title, which wasn't as fun, was Malala Sweats the Small Stuff. I wanted to be podcasting Malala where it's like...
Malala Sweats the Small Stuff. This woman.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Shot in the face on her way to school when she was a child.
Listen, I was the youngest...
Don't about the small
this
stuff.
This is a problem. Why? This is why I was literally should not have. I was 19 when I got this job. Okay. That is not an age to be working at the boot. Like, no. I was. It was not.
The pressure. Good
yeah,
job.
It was very bad. It's because I never went to uni. So, like, I just sort of skipped a few years and then people found out how old I was when I got that job and they were like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But Malala's been through the worst catastrophe ever in her life.
She's been through the
ringer. Like, it, but also, like, it would be, how good would it be for mental health if, like, Malala also just spoke about, like, remedial. It's like, oh, I'm really stressed.
By all accounts, Malala's quite funny.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would have loved that. I was just wanted to see a funny side to her.
Yeah.
Raging.
Stop looking so miserable.
She's amazing. She's genuinely, like, one of the most prolific, amazing people.
Amazing.
Like, but it would have been I just want, because she's meant to be quite funny, I wanted to hear her agent politely declare, like, sorry, she's a bit busy. And I was like, oh yeah, fair. She's saving the world. She's sorry, she's a bit busy doing her, like, humanitarian
at
work.
At the, like, Q8 summit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, get it.
I'm glad that never sounds like a day.
You would listen to that. You would listen to it, though.
Oh, mate. And reason I found Malala's Desert Island, well, I'm obviously subscribed to Desert Islanders anyway.
Yeah.
I love it. No. I love Desert Island Discs anyway, but the reason I listened to Malala's Desert Island Discs is because I went on the podcast app and typed in Malala.
Yeah, well, there you are then!
Yeah, so I definitely would have listened to Malala's
Oh, that's a good, that's a day where you're like, do you know what, I want to, like...
Oh, I was doing a pretty shit job. I need some
intellectual stimulation.
I need someone to just show me that there is a future. If Malala can live her life, then I can finish this
shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is so niche and so weird, but I just feel like you're going to know. So I'm going to say it.
All right.
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. There was a little boy on YouTube that I just stumbled across one day called Matty B Raps. And he had one.
Matty B Raps.
He had one that was a cover of Call Me Maybe.
Like a child-friendly bit.
It was called I'm Not a Baby.
Yeah!
And it was like, gee, thanks, but I'm not a baby. And it's like... that's a genuine lyric. Like, I didn't make up the G thing. It's like, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me baby. And oh, sorry, here's my number.
G thanks, I'm not a baby.
And it'd be like, G thanks, I'm not a baby. Because it'd be like people being like, ooh. Like, he'd be like 8, but he was like one of those kids who was 8. Like when I was a child, I only really wear, like, this was, like, £3. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't really spend a lot of money on clothes. But, like, when I was a kid,
no, this is a vintage,
all my clothes were, like, my brother's from 1992 that were 50p from Asda there.
Yeah.
But I find it kind of weird when kids dress amazing.
Yeah, really odd. Really.
I don't like it.
2012 was also super dry renaissance. Like, everyone had those coats.
Yes.
I did not have one of those coats.
The coats with the zips.
I had those coats with the zips. I had one at one point. After, like, thing is, I was always one of those people that, like, years later would be like, oh, fine, I'll do the trend.
Yeah.
And I got one. My mum got me a unisex one, which was brown. And everyone was like, what are you doing?
Did
you
have a black one?
No.
What colour was the writing?
Yellow, like dark yellow. Oh. It looked really bad.
Winnie the Pooh coat.
I wore my black school trousers, my bright blue, like, school
uniform. Were you allowed to wear a brown coat to school?
Just dark coloured coats you were allowed to wear. But it wasn't like brown, any should be complete. It was not brown like camel, it was brown like. It was like. Like my hair. Like a turd brown. Dark, dark brown. With like a thing. And, oh, it was just so off. It was so not the vibe.
But yeah, I just find it like Matty B Raps was one of those
Matty
kids.
Raps.
Who
that hair, the eyes, like, why do you look like
that?
Hair. No, like, why do you
think?
Why do you look like that? It's pretty strange, isn't it?
Yeah, because he starred himself like a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah,
but he was
like
a child,
yeah,
I did not like it.
No.
I looked him up on Instagram a couple of months ago, just out of sheer interest. Looks exactly the same. To my knowledge, still rapping, but none of the clean stuff anymore.
Nope.
All explicit.
He's like, fuck, thanks, yeah. I'm not a baby.
Fuck you, I'm 17. that's all his raps are like now.
I took it MTV a while ago, and, not when I was 13, just to be clear. I was 18, 17, 18. Okay. And I was in the queue having breakfast, there's like a little canteen thing, and I was having I was like, you know what, today I'm having a cooked breakfast, I'm having like a full breakfast. Right? I was like, she's like, do you want eggs? I was like, yeah, do you know what I do? Yeah, boiled egg. I love a boiled egg.
And so the, boiled?
Yeah, well. Mm. Well, a little voice came from behind me in the queue.
Boiled?
I went exactly like that. I went, boiled? You're going to be farting all day, you are, stinky, stinky, like that. And I was like, oh, like, no, I'll be fine. And he was like, oh, I hate boiled egg. I'll always have a scramble. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, oh, I was like, I recognise him. I think I was like, I must be in a meeting with him somewhere. And then someone was like, Ollie, can you come? And I was like, oh, shit, it's Ollie Mears.
Ollie Mears called you stinky, stinky. Yeah. Ollie Mears called me stinky, stinky stinky in the breakfast queue.
He went, oh, you're going to fart all day, you are stinky stinky.
That's a bold thing to say. Yeah, it is.
He was quite. But I think that's the thing, when you're Ollie Mears, you can just go around and say that. And people,
you can walk around, my name is Ollie Mears.
I'm going to take a minute. Stinky, stinky.
I used to
gate. But what's that? Please excuse my writing. I can stop my hands from shaking because you're stinky.
My hands. To be fair to Ollie Mears, like, please meet you, my name is that, and... Dear darling.
Yeah, and Troublemaker. Troublemaker.
All three. I liked him.
Yeah, I did. I think he was great. Like him. He seemed like he was the one that was like once tweeted that there was a bomb in House of Fraser. And he was just like, bomb, everyone ran, and everyone left.
And then
he was like, sorry, actually.
Shit, sorry. It was just someone had boiled everything. I used to work in the shoe shop. For a long time.
Nice.
I've just seen Liam laugh because he knows what's coming.
Right.
He also worked in shoe. But this wasn't actually that long ago. This is probably about 3 years ago. I was serving a lovely couple, and it was a woman trying on shoes. She was like trying on a few pairs, and she wasn't like in between sizes. So
what shoes were they?
I think they were Birkenstocks.
Oh, nice.
It was simple. Summertime.
Yeah, that's great.
Some kind of sandal. And the guy was kind of like smiling. Like, not like he knew me, but just very polite. And I was like, oh, I know you, you're a celeb. But I couldn't put my finger on who he was. So I was saying to like people who worked there, I was like going back and forth with the shoes. And I was like, oh, I'm serving a celebrity. And he was proper, like proper Welsh voice. He was like from Neath, I think.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, so he's a Welsh
rocking
celebrity.
My brain now,
yeah, so like I'm like, what? Like everything that I've seen, I was like, is he a comedian? He's... one person in particular, Charlie, or still mates with now, and I was saying, Charlie, who is he? And Charlie was like, oh, I'll try and work it out. And Charlie was like, I don't recognise him. And this was like on the stairs, coming back from the stockroom. I was like, you are. I was like, I can see him in like period clothing, like Downton Abbey or something. I was like, I can see him in like a hat. And Charlie was like, I don't know who it is, mate. And I was like, asking a few others. I was like, yeah, who is it? No one knew. Anyway, he carried on serving, and then... she eventually bought the shoes, and it was just like, okay, like, nice to meet you, have a lovely day, bye. And for about 10 minutes after, I was still like, who was that guy? Like, who was it? Anyway, it turned out it was the funeral director who did my dad's funeral. That's why I could see him in a hat and tails, because he fucking slowly walked through submission in front of my dad's coffin.
No.
And yeah, it was awful. Funny.
That is really funny.
But, and then, like, half an hour later, someone was like, Rach, do you work out who he was? And I was like, nah.
No.
I don't know who it is. Yes. I was like, fucking hell. To wrap up, we've got a game.
Yeah, go on. Is this man a celebrity or someone that's dealt with a family tragedy? Let's play that game.
Who is this? Funeral director or film director?
Film director. I'd love that. Yeah.
I'm going to make that game.
Yeah, do it.
Copyright on that. Right, to finish, I've had a lovely time talking about 2020.
Yeah, great. Thank you for
having
me.
It's been thorough, to say the least.
Yeah, no, we don't mess about.
We're going to end with just a little game of Guess the Intro. Classic. A couple we've already mentioned, so you're going to get.
Okay.
But yeah, are you ready to give it a go? It's out of 7. We will start with this.
Is this Heartbeat? Is that what it's called?
And then think about what comes after.
I don't know.
Do you know who it's by?
Is that Katy Perry?
It's Kesha.
Kesha.
It's Die Young by Kesha.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually a fucking great song. I actually added that to a playlist, and I'm not sad about it.
No, don't. That's brilliant.
Next one.
This is... Oh yeah, it's just so weird. Like, why is it Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? I always forget that. Like, da da.
Are you gonna say what it is?
Or? Yeah, that is that is somebody that I used to know by Gotye.
By Gotye. Next up.
Oh my god, this is brought back a weird.
I know. That's the
end. Da, 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 da. It's Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Hey ho, here you go. Da, da, da. Yeah.
What's it called?
Candy.
Candy. Yeah, think she's made of candy. Candy.
That's a good song.
Great tune. Right?
Great tune. He's full of them.
Yeah.
He is full of them.
Number four.
This is Mama Do the Hum.
Yeah. Bye.
I could not tell you.
What?
Mama Do the Hum.
You don't know who that's by? That's like prime, like, being in school in 2012. Is it? That's your favourite band.
Okay, okay. Oh, it's a band. Oh, Rizzle Kids.
Rizzle Kids. Yeah, of course it is. I kind of gave you that, but I'll give you it.
Yeah.
Rizzle Kids, Mama Do the Hum. Absolutely. This one actually goes off in like a non-ironic way.
I have no idea what that
fact
is.
About this person, you might be shocked, because I don't think I ever really married the two facts up together. The fact that this person is the one who was married to Elon Musk.
Is that Grimes?
That was Grimes.
What's the song called?
Oblivion.
I
didn't
know that.
It's a great tune. 3 out of 5 so far.
Okay.
Next.
This is fun. We Are Young.
We Are Young. Oh, what an absolute...
Do you know what? There was a YouTube prank about this where people would call their friends reading each line of the...
Give me a second, I need to get the story straight.
And people would be like, okay, my friend's in the bathroom.
And everyone
would be like, go away. Like,
give me a second, I need to get my... I'd be like, why are you singing Fun? Okay, well done, Fun We Are Young. And last.
This is Ask Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
You got 5 out of 7.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good go. Considering you were entering this podcast not knowing you had to talk
I was like, oh god.
You've done all right.
Great. Oh, I'm chuffed. Great.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. This is lovely.
Insightful chat. I've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot. I'm going to go home and watch and listen to Malala talk about Desert Island.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. You'll enjoy
fascinating.
To Malala.
To Malala. Cheers.